Blackstone Audio presents Cry the Beloved Country by Alan Payton.
Book 1, Chapter 1. There is a lovely road that runs from Ikopo into the hills. These hills are grass-covered and rolling, and they are lovely beyond any singing of it. The road climbs 7 miles into them to Carisbrook, and from there, if there is no mist, you look down on one of the fairest valleys of Africa. About you there is grass and bracken, and you may hear the forlorn crying of the Titihoya, one of the birds of the veldt. Below you is the valley of the Umzinkulu, on its journey from the Drakensberg to the sea. And beyond and behind the river, great hill after great hill, and beyond and behind them, the mountains of Ingeli and East Griqualand. The grass is rich and matted. You cannot see the soil. It holds the rain and the mist, and they seep into the ground, feeding the streams in every kloof. It is well tended, and not too many cattle feed upon it. Not too many fires burn it, laying bare the soil. Stand unshod upon it, for the ground is holy, being even as it came from the Creator. Keep it, guard it, care for it, for it keeps men, guards men, cares for men. Destroy it, and man is destroyed. Where you stand, the grass is rich and matted, you cannot see the soil. But the rich green hills break down. They fall to the valley below, and falling, change their nature, for they grow red and bare. They cannot hold the rain and mist, and the streams are...